The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Back here at Bisnella Oval in the shadows of the Yu Yangs. We're before the bounce thanks to the Ponds and Norland Hotels and Team Tyre Power. Team Tyre Power, your one-stop shop for all tyres and wheels in Belmont, Drysdale, North Geelong and Torquay. First time we've seen St Albans this year, and it's the first time we've had on K-Rock Football their coach Alex Dottore, and he's standing alongside Chris Nichols.
Alex, a great chance to chalk up your first win for the season.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are talking about winning, and that's understandable. We haven't had a win in either of Lara. I haven't mentioned winning at all to the players. It's just about our process and making sure that we bring the effort that I know we can bring. The last quarter last week, for example, we were really, really good, and we played the way we want to play, and we know that if we bring that level of effort across the four quarters, then we give ourselves a good chance to hopefully have a win.
And been signed for another 3 years, so that puts some stability into the club.
Yeah, really excited and grateful to be offered that opportunity. It's just a magnificent club and I love it. And, the people have made myself and family feel so welcome. And it was a really easy decision. I was never in it for 1 year. And the fact that they've come and offered 3 years, and it's stability, and it gives us a real focus moving forward. So really happy.
Yep. Alex, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. New to the Geelong footy scene in the last 12 to 18 months. What's a bit of the précis of the Alex Dottore footy story before getting to St Albans?
Yeah, well, I retired quite a while ago. I played VFL with Coburg for 5 or 6 years, and then finished off at Greenvale Football Club, where I'm sort of from, around the Essendon area. And I'm currently working at the academy in Geelong, the football academy that was organised and put together by Alex Rance. So working and teaching in football, and now ensconced in the Geelong Football League, which is really wonderful. And it's been a steep learning curve, but I'm learning quickly, and I feel like we're, only good things will come.
What momentum do you take out of that last quarter last week? I know you're playing a Grovedale team that might have been missing a few because of COVID, but you've got to play what's in front of you, and you were able to run out that game really well.
Yep.
What did you learn from that last quarter that you hope that you'll see for four quarters today?
Well, I've seen the boys put quarters together, sporadically through the year. And last week what happened was it all sort of clicked for us. We sort of started to move the ball a lot quicker, and we got the ball deep. We actually had someone inside 50 who could mark the ball. So that makes a huge difference. But the belief that the boys will hopefully get out of that, and that's what we've spoken about. If we could bottle that and then, let it out today, if only it was that easy. So we do talk about belief, and the boys, I really think they got a lot out of last week, kicking 7 goals in the last quarter and nearly getting over the line. It'll hold us in good stead, but it's not enough. You've got to reload and go again and make sure that we bring that energy.
Jase?
Alex, I was just thinking, you've got a very young squad, obviously, young team, and we spoke to Shane Stone just before the break about, moving forward and what you're looking from a recruitment perspective or what you need to add. You've obviously got a good base now. You've got some knowledge about the boys you've got. So, what are you looking for to try and build that momentum?
No, if I could really be honest, I think a spine, three or four taller boys. Yeah. We're pretty small, to be honest. We're just a small team. I think last week we were able to match Grovey, particularly in the last quarter, with a little bit of height in the last quarter. We chucked Hayden forward, and he was able to get on the scoreboard, and we got a bit of a mismatch there. So, a little bit of height, probably another ruckman would be really good. So probably three or four bigger boys.
Yep.
Maybe another bigger body in the midfield as well, just to support some of the young, the Sammy Donegans and the Brock McDonalds and the Jacob Russells of the world, who are, really honest, but pretty small still and inexperienced. So getting a bigger body through the middle would be really awesome. I'm not asking for much, am I?
No. You should be able to get most of that before the end of the season. So that'd be fine. Roll that in for next year.
Yeah.
But, I suppose the core element too is to keep the boys that you've got now and build off that base.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the love amongst this group is enormous, and we've got a really strong core of young men who love this footy club and want to see it prosper. I feel privileged that I get to sit at the front of the bus, I'm really excited by that. And if we can keep adding to our squad, but also get games into these boys, like everyone's talking about today and the importance, but for me, it's another game and it's another step, and it's all about the 20, next year and beyond, really.
And the expectation from the club is obviously you've signed a three-year deal, so they're not in a hurry. They've obviously decided that they're with it with the long game for you as well to play finals in 2 or 3 years.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So, I mean, we haven't even spoken about finals or anything like that. When I first got here, I just wanted to make it a club that people enjoy being at, and I feel like we're ticking that box at the moment. It's a fun club to be at. We're developing a really strong culture in that we care and love each other, and we action that. We've got a strong set of values which are up in our change rooms, which we sit down and look at and talk about, give examples. The players do that, so it's really player-driven. So the culture is really a positive one where we want to bring people up. I heard Max Scorn talk about, you know, how the... Sometimes the players within just pull each other down from feeling 10 out of 10 to 6 out of 10. And I feel like that sort of embodies what we're trying to do. We're trying to puff each other up more than not. So it's a great club. And, I just want to see and put smiles on people's faces. That's all I want.
We're speaking with St Albans coach Alex Totora on K-Rock Footy. Here's Matty Kershaw.
Alex, I know you said that you haven't mentioned the win word yet today, but, you know, we play footy to win the game. You got a little bit of luxury up your sleeve today with McKenzie coming into the side and gives you a little bit of flexibility, A, in front of the ball, and B, also possibly behind the ball if you wanted to throw a Hayden Elliott back or something like that. How does that change your side in terms of that, or do you sort of stick to your same sort of structures?
The structures won't change too much. They're sort of ingrained a little bit now, but what it means is we've got an outlet going deep inside our 50, which is really nice, which we haven't really had at all, and it gives us an option maybe to chuck someone back. Obviously they've got a pretty cool player in their forward line, so it gives us an opportunity to maybe utilise one of those tall boys and move them around a little bit, and they're aware that they need to be flexible today so that we can do everything we can to, like you said, dare I say it, get a win.
For the listeners out there and the people watching on the live stream, what will we see from St Albans today? What will we see? What type of style of game are we going to expect today from St Albans?
I hope it's a mature brand. So when we get an opportunity to go forward and pick through their defence. It really depends on what their defence is giving us. So it's being composed of the footy and taking opportunities, whether it's going short or going long or using a forward handball and moving the ball quickly, or if we're going against a breeze, being a little bit more clever and maybe slowing it up a little bit. So it's got to be smart, mature football. If you watched Carlton yesterday and Essendon, Carlton were really smart when they moved the ball forward. They had lots of options at the ball carrier and wide, and the Bombers didn't. They were stagnant. And, you know, we speak about things like that. So we need to make sure that we're on the move and we've got options, and that will create havoc for the opposition.
On the back of what Kingy said earlier, I actually watched your game last night and I thought your last quarter was really good. Yeah. Some really good decision-making going in your forward half, lowering the eyes, all that sort of stuff. And then when Elliott was on, you went to him. I think you get a lot of confidence from the way you moved the ball in the last quarter last week, and I think you were pretty stiff too. I reckon there was a free kick maybe in the last couple of seconds, I thought, looking at that, and probably could have tied the game up. But I guess confidence from that is what you'll sort of bank on a little bit as well.
100%. I mean, we spoke about it earlier about if you could bottle that belief from the last quarter and just sort of let it out now, that's what we would do, but it just doesn't work that way. So as long as the boys bring their effort and they compete and they're composed, like you say, then we give ourselves an opportunity. We feel like we're going to be good enough if we do those things.
On Matt McKenzie, how often do you expect to see? Is this a once-off for him and he goes back to Adelaide, or how does it work for him for the rest of the year?
I would say that at this stage, this could be it. It just all depends on their buys over there at West Adelaide. So at this stage, he loves playing for the club, but he doesn't get many opportunities. I think this is his third appearance this year. So
yep, Dylan White, the brings with him. So what's his background? What do you know of him?
Yeah, so Dylan's from West Adelaide also, but he hasn't played a senior game. He's on the West Adelaide list and he's been playing in their development squad. And obviously he's a very good mate of Maddie's, and he's brought him down, and it's an opportunity for us to get a look at him as well and maybe open up some conversations moving forward as well. So, yeah, we're pretty grateful those boys have given up their weekend, their free weekend, to play with us. Yep.
One of the great stories of today is that Sam Wolfenden will play his first game since round two last year. Ironically, it was against Lara here and hasn't played since. He had a condition that we thought was potentially going to end his career, but he's got himself back, and that must be a massive boost for your group.
Oh, just emotional thinking about it, to be honest. Like, he's one of the greatest young men I've met, to be honest. Last week we had a boy, Tommy Cadello, broke his foot, and it was Sammy Wolf who took him to the hospital and spent 3 or 4 hours with him. So that's the kind of person we're talking about here. He's a true St Albans person. He's a wonderful human being, and we're just, it's a big lift having him in the team wearing the jumper today. We're wrapped.
His dad went all right too, mate. Sammy's dad, so it was good. So,
he was all right.
At Coburg, did you play with the Lek Featherstone at all?
Who's that, sorry?
Lek Featherstone. Was he at the club at Coburg then?
No, Lek was a bit later.
Lek was a bit later.
No, I played with some good players. I think probably the best player I played with at Coburg was Anthony Alessio. He was a wonderful player. And then, obviously his brother Steve played for the Bombers. Damien Peverell came through at different stages. Mark Porter, who ended up at Carlton. We had four or five other boys who were probably pretty stiff not to go on. We had a decent young squad, not overly successful when I played, but we had some really good players. Probably Alessio was probably the pick of them, though.
I've played on Anthony quite a fair bit.
There we go.
There
was always going to be a Kerschling somewhere.
Best defenders in the VFL.
Yeah, he's a wonderful player. Probably spent the bulk of his...
But I did kick a few on him.
I was going to say, you kicked a few on him.
It's like, now Nico's thumbs upping me as if to say, I've set this up for Alex to mention Anthony Alessio, for Kersh to go, I played on him.
I don't remember Seth playing much back, to be honest. He spent most of his time forward.
He was him and Kenny Ingram.
Kenny Ingram was a great player too. Maybe early in his career when he was...
I'm talking in the mid-90s,
yeah,
Alex.
Yeah, that's right, a bit before me even. So,
Nobody's as old as Kirsch.
No,
first game for Ben Davis today.
Benny's one of my ex-students from the academy, and he actually plays at Stall. And he's got a permit to play with us today, and we're really hopeful that we can add Benny to our squad moving forward, next year hopefully. But we're wrapped to have Benny, and he's going to provide a little bit of bite around the forward line for us hopefully, so we're really excited about him.
And the other one I'm really wrapped to looking forward to calling, his old man was an absolute gun, and that was Adrian Salta-Lamakia, and we get to call Josh this afternoon for the first time on K-Rock Footy. Adrian, you might have played, I don't know whether you played Tac Cup against Adrian.
I think I did actually. Yeah,
yeah, he was Stowe Falcons. Yeah. He's a reptile.
When you're at the Jets,
he's a pest.
He had some flair.
If he's in his car, tell him to walk around here.
Don't worry, he'll be around here in a minute.
Played in the first Falcons flag there in '92, catched by Terry Bright.
He did.
So, there you go. Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing Josh. What's Josh like as play? Adrian was a very good kicker of the football and loved a goal.
Adrian's he's actually really strong one-on-one. He probably, gets himself in good positions. There's a few things in his game that we talk about that need to be cleaned up a little bit, but he does hit the ball pretty hard, probably like his old man, and he provides a little bit of bite around the forward line, which is really important.
So we're going to let you go because I reckon you might want to watch a bit of the twos because your seconds boys lead by a kick with about 13.75 to play for Leopold. 46-7-43, 5-7-37. Great to have you join us, K-Rock Footy. I love talking footy with you. You're really passionate about the game passionate about St Albans.
Thank you.
To have you here, and we look forward to talking
to
you post-game.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
We will. Thanks, Alex Satora joining us here on K-Rock Football.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.